For today on the message, I want to talk about your not to-do list. And I'm going to read some passage from Bedros Koulian's book, Man Up, which I recommend for everybody. And even though the book is a little bit directed towards business owners and individuals, you know, high-performance individuals, all that, I really think that, I mean, anybody can read it and take a lot of good things from it, really benefit from it. And he talks about, you know, how the majority of the people start their day off with a to-do list, but he also says that it's just as important to have a not to-do list. And he puts it really, really interesting, and I like the way it says, and it says, to be clear, a not-to-do list isn't a not-want-to-do list. He says you can't put items on this list just because you want to avoid them. The point isn't to continue ducking the difficult. The point is to isolate the few things that you're uniquely suited to do and drive your business forward. He says, manning up isn't about dodging things or skirting your duties. On the contrary, it's about stepping up to do the really hard things and making sure you have the strength and bandwidth to do them right without feeling overwhelmed or rushed. He says, your not-to-do list is there to protect your time and make sure that you're spending it on the highest value work, the work that delivers the best results in profits, service, and outcome. And in your personal life, your not-to-do list is there to ensure that you do not do the activities that lower the quality of your life or interact with the people who bring negativity around. He says the bottom line is your not-to-do list is just as valuable as your to-do list, and it's the secret to being high performance all the time. Now, again, I know this is directed, and you know, he says they're driving your business forward, and it's for profits, service, and outcome. But I think in our personal life, it's the same thing, right? And I think the powerful thing that he says there is that it's to avoid you to get into activities that will lower the quality of your life. And it says, or interact with the people who bring negativity around. And I think we're all guilty of this, right? That we all have these groups of people around that really just kind of bring us down. And it's almost, you know, I've caught myself at times where it's like, I know I'm going to be meeting up with somebody, and it's almost like I know deep down that I'm going to leave that meeting or they get together leaving bad, right? And it's almost like, or what bad stories are they going to tell us this time? Or what bad situations are going on with them this time that are really just going to cause us anxiety to a certain extent? So I believe in this, and I challenge you guys, you know, to create a not-to-do list by asking you a simple question. And Bedros puts it like this. He says, what am I not delegating to others that I don't need to be doing? And it says, it might take you some time to answer the question, and resist the urge to hold on to stuff that's currently on your to-do list. And he says, think of this as spring cleaning for your to-do list. And I challenge everybody to do that today, over the weekend. Just kind of take a different perspective of how you go about your day and your daily activities. And you'll see how powerful it is when you start weeding out the things that you shouldn't really be doing or the people that you really shouldn't be hanging out with. So remember, today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.